everyone. First round of the Classic here at Citizens Bank, Van Buren. 42-35 in favor of Subiaco. 5:28 left to play in this ballgame. If Mountain Home is going to have a shot at pulling this thing out, they're going to have to be very careful on defense, because Talon Benton has three fouls, Dracelius with three, then you're looking at Colton Peters and Luke Cruz with four apiece. It'll be Trojan basketball coming out of the timeout in the backcourt. Bombers will pick them up at half court. Myers picked up by Fenton. It was off the screen on the right side. Fills it up to Jenga. Working around. Back to the top of the key to Jenga. Picked up by Talon. Jenga bounce pass down low. Huber. His shot won't go. Rebound. Peters of Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court now for the Bombers. Gives it up to Talon Fenton. Fenton top of the key. Goes to Gilbert on the left baseline. Gilbert, they know he's a shooter. They're all over him now. They double-team and trap him. Gilbert deals it off to Cruz. Cruz on the elbow, left wing, free throw line extended. Works it to the top of the key, 4:45 left. Cruz drives, throws it away. He's looking for Colton Peters. He got his feet tangled up. He's either going to travel or try to get the pass off. He's put a little too much steam on it. Turns it over and gives it back to the Trojans with 4:44 left to play in the ballgame. 42-35. Trojans with the lead and the basketball into the front court. Jenga with it. Cruz picks him up at the top of the key. Jenga goes right side. Stopped by Jones. Bent flashes in the passing lane. They work it to Myers for three. It's short. Gerber with a rebound from out home. Outlet. Three on two. They go to Cruz on the right side. That's beautiful fast break basketball at its finest. Luke Cruz with the assist from Wyatt Gilbert, and it's a 42-37 Trojan lead. Now there's a steal by Talon Benton up ahead, driving layup. Good! Talon Benton with two more. Great defense by Benton to tip it away from Myers from behind. And just like that, it is a 42-39 Subiaco lead. The Trojans take a timeout. Let's just keep it here. 4:05 left to play in this ballgame. At halftime, Subiaco led 37-30. The Bombers outscored the Trojans 12-11 in that third quarter after trailing 26-18 at the half. Subiaco pushed the lead back out. Since then, the Bombers just haven't gone away. Now the defense have stepped up, made a couple of stops, a couple of steals. They've got some great no-look passes and finishes down low. Wyatt Gilbert has knocked down a couple of threes here in the second half. It's a new ball game, 42-39. Trojans with the basketball and the lead. Taylor across the timeline playing with four fouls. They work at some creamers. He's double-teamed and trapped. Jenga, top of the key, left side. They go to Taylor. Taylor double-teamed in the corner. He'll drive on the baseline. He'll deal it back out to Myers. Myers to Jenga. He'll drive, whistle. A bailout foul whistled on Wyatt Gilbert. That'll be two on Gilbert. Eighth team foul against the Bombers. Jenga on the line, shooting a one-on-one. Personal on his way, it's good. Six out of seven today from the free throw line for Jenga. He had 13 first half points. He has 15 in the ballgame as he knocks down both free throws. Talon Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Goes right side with the basketball. Looks for a screen from Peters. Gets it. That's stolen away by Forrest. Up Subic. Myers. He'll take it. Double team. Now they drop off the double team. They go to Taylor. Taylor a fake and drive the baseline. He'll elevate from 15. It's short. Gilbert with another rebound for the Bombers. Up ahead to Talon Benton. Benton will drive the left side. Kicks it into the trailer. Jones down low to Kramers. Luke turns around. Shot won't go. Rebound Myers. Boy, he had a good look on it. But the fadeaway 10-footer wouldn't fall for Luke. And it's 44-39. Subi. Taylor. He'll elevate for three on a quick shot. It won't go. Talon Benton with the rebound for the Bombers. Outlet goes to Gilbert. Gilbert in transition. As Subiaco gets back on defense, they'll slow it down. And Coach Fulcher wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. 2 minutes, 31 seconds left to play in the ballgame. Subiaco leads Mountain Home 44-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Action on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Welcome back, everyone. 2 minutes, 31 seconds left to play in this first round action here at Citizens Bank Classic. Bombers will either play at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon or at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Depending on the outcome, the final 2:31 here. And now they trail by 5, 44-39. Cruz inbounds the basketball to Benton. Talon goes left side with it, picks up his dribble. They find Gilbert at the top of the key. Jones comes and sets a screen. Gilbert, he'll drive, shot off the glass, a little too strong. Cruz with an offensive rebound. It won't go, gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. And Luke Cruz with two offensive rebounds, and it's a three-point Subi lead now with 2 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Double team, trap, Myers in midcourt. They work it away to Janka, back to Myers. They lob it down into the front court now. Trojans with the ball. Taylor, he'll fake and drive. That's a charge. Thank you. That's number 5 on James Taylor. Taylor went in and out of control on the baseline. And Luke Cruz, the senior, stood his ground, took the charge, and that's 5 fouls on James Taylor. He'll end up with 11 points today. 3 of those in the first half. So the 5'9 point guard from Subi will have to sit down. We're waiting on a replacement to check in. It looks like it's going to be number 20, Kane will check in. 3 points, Trojan lead, and Subiaco wants to take a timeout. The brackets here in the Citizens Bank Classic. Denville West and Cabot will be jumping it up at 5:30 today. This game is running right on schedule. 7 o'clock game has Southside taking on Clarksville. Then the nightcap at 8:30 tonight will be Van Buren taking on Mena. Everything gets underway again at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Second game will be at 5:30, then 7, and 8:30 for the two winners bracket games. Tomorrow afternoon, so we will know at the conclusion of this ballgame what time our tip will be here for the second round of the Citizens. Claire Bates Arena. Well, Claire Bates is a long-time coach here at Van Buren. Man, oh man, what a history there is. 12th year for the Citizens Bank Classic. Certainly glad to have the guys at Park back for Classic Hits. Also streaming live on KTLO.com. Here we go. Minute 52 left to play in the ballgame. Bombers trail by 3, 44-41, bounce pass to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert, they find Cruz, and they work it around to Talon Benton on the right wing. Looking inside for Jones to Gilbert. Cruz, left side. Cruz, he'll drive, driving layup. Good! Cruz has taken over. He has 6 straight points in a row, and it's a 1-point Subiaco lead, 44-43. Double team and trapped in the backcourt. Myers comes across the timeline. The Trojans set it up, almost threw it away. Janka, he'll He'll drive. They'll kick it out on the right baseline. That's Kramer's. Back to Myers. Myers cut off on the baseline and has to reverse it. Minute 10 left to play. Inside, they work it to Forrest. Forrest back around. Left side. Long three. Good, man. Oh, man. 10 with a nail in the coffin from deep in the left corner. And it's a four-point lead for the Subiaco Trojans. Man, that was tough. That's ice water in the veins, man. Hit that jumper, just checking into the ball game from the left baseline. Bombers call a quick timeout. Their defense had covered everyone up. Tate, who just checked in, he had the open look from the left baseline deep in the corner. He didn't hesitate. He just pulled the trigger. Has not been in the ballgame all night long, but he's a 5'9 senior out of Subiaco. He come in and replaced James Taylor in the lineup, who fouled out with five fouls and literally had just checked into the ballgame. 47-43 coming out of the timeout. 55.3 seconds left to play the ballgame. Mountain Home will have the basketball. Colton Peters to him down the ball for on the side. They'll have Bent, Jones, Kramers, and Gilbert, along with Peters in the lineup for Coach Fulcher. Inbound to Gilbert. Top of the key. Gilbert works it on the right side. For Shears will check back in next opportunity. Gilbert, he dump it to Talon. He'll elevate for three. Oh, Talon Benton with his first three from the left wing. And it is a one-point lead, 47-46. Mountain Home takes a quick timeout. They stop the clock with 40.5 seconds left to play in the ballgame. And a one-point Trojan lead. They led 11-9 at the end of the first quarter, 26-18 at the half, and 37-30 to start the fourth quarter. Since then, Mountain Home has outscored Subiaco 16-10 in this fourth quarter, and they have come storming back. The second half run has been led by the threes of Wyatt Gilbert, the inside play of Jones, but Luke Cruz and Talon Benton have hit some big buckets right there. Pull the Bombers. Here we go. 38 seconds left to play. Trojans with the basketball and a one-point lead, 47-46. Dane almost throws it away. Jenga, he'll drive. They'll kick it off on the baseline. Double team and trap. Almost a steal. Jenga, down low. Baseline. Double team and trapped again is Kramer's. And a whistle and a foul with 20 seconds left. That foul is going to be on Talon Benton. That'll be four on Talon. And it will put Kramer's in the lineup. Kramer's will be shooting a one-and-one. Kramer's not attempted a free throw tonight. He has 3 points in the game. Matt Jones will check in. He'll replace Hunter Bashir's in the lineup for Coach Josh Fulcher. Kramer's a 5'11 sophomore. Free throw on its way. It's good. He'll draw the bonus. It is a two-point Subiaco lead right now, 48-46, with 20.9 seconds left in the ballgame. Kramer's second one on its way. Rolls around on the rim forever, and it falls through. A three-point Trojan lead, 49-46. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Gives it up to Talon. Benton. Between the leg dribble, picked up by Myers. He'll lob it underneath. Jumper off the glass. Good! Count the bucket for Colton Peters! And he'll go to the line for the end one. He could tie this game up. That foul was whistled on Kramers. That'll be the second on Kramers. Colton Peters will be on the line for the and one. Subiaco takes a timeout with 11 seconds left to play in the ball game and a one-point lead. Let's just keep it right here. Colton Peters with 4 points in this game. He had two in the first half, but that last bucket, biggest one of the ball game for the Bombers, because he went in strong after being double-teamed on the baseline, drew the contact, managed to get the bucket. He'll be on the line, 6'1 senior guard out of Mountain Home with an opportunity to tie this thing up, send this into overtime possibly. Still 11 seconds left. It's anybody's ball game. Don't you love it? First game of the tournament? Yeah. A lot of fouls. Yeah, Mountain Home's been whistled for foul after foul after foul. So here we go, coming out of the timeout. Colton Peters on the line for the and one. He can tie this thing up. Subiaco still with a one-point lead, 49-48. Cruz in the low blocks along with Talon Benton. They got Gilbert all the way back, and they'll have Hunter Beshears at midcourt. Here's the free throw. It's good. We're tied. Colton Peters ties it up at 49. Jenga across the timeline for Subi. He'll drive. Cruz, that's a charge. Yeah, thank you very much. Did they call it? Then what called a charge? That is a charge. Thank you. Man, I thought they were going to reverse that. Jenga with the charge with 5 seconds left. Mountain Home will be on the line. Let's take a timeout. 5.8 seconds left to play in this ballgame. We're tied at 49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
5.8 seconds left to play. Oh, boy, what great defense. Luke Cruz right there, man, took the charge. Jenga with his third foul. So it'll be Bombers basketball. It was a backcourt foul, player control foul. It'll be backcourt. Bombers will have the ball in the backcourt. Tied up at 49. Cruz, the trigger man, looking to inbound. Cruz. Comes across the timeline to Peters. A whistle and a foul on Myers. Oh, my. Myers is going to be whistled for a foul. And that will be Colton Peters on the line with 3.9 seconds left to play with an opportunity to give the Bombers the lead. Myers went for the steal as Kramers inbounded it to Peters at midcourt. And Myers just took him out. Honestly, it looked like a receiver going over the middle of the linebacker laying him out. That's what it looked like. And Myers is no small kid, man. He's pretty muffled up. He's tough. He's a good ball player. But Colton Peters, listen, he's 6'1", 200. He's tough as well. He took the shot, and he'll be on the line with an opportunity to give the Bombers a lead. We're tied at 49 with 3.9 seconds left to play. Huge free throws now coming up from Colton Peters. 19 fouls on the Trojans. Still not in the double bonus, so it will be a 1-1. And the Bombers have come battling back in this ballgame. Colton Peters with 5 points in the game so far. 1-1 from the free throw line. The Bombers will not send anybody underneath the rebound. Oh, they got to let Matt Jones shoot. shoot because Peter's come out. He was hurt. So they're going to let Matt Jones shoot. It is a one-and-one. So Jones, the sophomore, will be on the line. He is one out of three from the free throw line today. Free throw from Jones on its way. It's off the mark. No good. We're going to go to overtime. Desperation midcourt shot by Jenga is no good. We're tied at 49. That's the way regulation will end. Tied at 49. We're going to take a quick timeout and come back with overtime here in the first round of the Citizens Bank Classic. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Action on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.